This is an epilogue from what happened today. The most advanced student signed up for the wrong week. So it made the ear training class just a one-on-one. I still stuck to my original plan where he did the intervals. And it just relieved the pressure because we could take as long or short as he needed. And it was fine. Next class, it disrupted my original plan about pairing them off. I was going to pair up the beginner live with the advanced person live. But now the beginner was the only live person. So what I did was make a group of three, me and the two beginners, one online and one in person. And the other two group, the other two people, the intermediate players, were off in their own breakout room. And I would stick mostly with the beginners after I knew that the intermediate people knew what they were doing, and it worked out fine. I would check on them whenever we went to a new song with the beginners. I'd be like, okay, try it on your own for a little while before we play it together. And they were more than happy to shed that for a while. And I went and checked on the intermediate players and answered some questions and listened to what they were doing and gave some pointers. And that was fine. So I probably only spent like maybe one third, not even like 30% of the time with the intermediate players. They just didn't, they don't need you breathing down their neck, and they're actually happy to collaborate. And by the end, they played a great song that they worked on the entire hour, and they played it together and it worked out fine. They demonstrated at the end. I brought everyone in together, and the beginners demonstrated their bit and the advanced people demonstrated their bit. So the show and tell thing is, you know, it goes a long way. Rather than just me leaving them in a breakout room for two-thirds of the lesson and then just saying, okay, good job, bye. You know, they have something to show for it. So, you know, I had to improvise a little bit regarding the plan, but it wasn't that hard to shift. It's never hard to shift as far as that goes. I would say that happens probably, who knows, maybe one-third of the time where the group classes I plan, if I plan something like that, somebody's not going to show. And so it's going to throw that off. So you always have to be ready for that. And then in the final class, the modal class, it worked out fine. I did a recording of it. Even the beginner, like the 13-year-old intermediate, you know, was learning like advanced modal stuff. So, but it was fine. Like I was like, okay, we play Maiden Voyage. You're going to play this scale for, you know, 8 bars, then this scale for, or whatever it is, 4 bars, and then this scale for 4 bars, go back and forth, and he was able to do it. He was able to hang. So it all worked out fine. But there's always that element of improvisation. If things don't go exactly the way you planned, you have to be ready for that.